Well, Feast of Trumpets really is the lead up to the Day of Atonement. That's the idea of it. The idea of the Feast of Trumpets is that this is the proclamation that the Day of Atonement is here. And, you know, the New Testament talks about the Lord coming with a trumpet. And I think that would have been seen as an allusion to his coming, being like the high priest coming out of the Day of Atonement saying it's all scribbled, it's all okay. And when you come to Luke's Gospel, he starts off in sort of when he gets going in Luke 4, and he talks about Jesus standing up in the synagogue, proclaiming the acceptable year of the Lord, proclaiming the year of the Lord's release. And at the end of the Gospel, when there's like the Great Commission, go out and tell everybody, he uses the same word in Greek anyway. You are to go out and proclaim forgiveness, release. You are to go out and proclaim release. And this is very much the idea of the Jubilee, the Day of Atonement, and the proclamation is like the trumpet sounding it all out. They were to blow the trumpet, and that was to be the proclamation, really, of the Day of Atonement, proclaiming the Lord's release. So, the message then that Jesus had, when it says that he proclaimed the acceptable year of the Lord, at the end of Luke, picking up sort of where he started with the Gospel, we are to continue that work. We are to continue the proclamation of the Jubilee, of the, if you like, the Day of Atonement, the release, which Jesus started. And so the message then, eventually, that we have is that you are freed from your debts. You are free. This idea of freedom. you know, the idea of the Jubilee was that really all debts were ended, everything was scribbled, you are free. And the Jubilee was pronounced on the Day of Atonement with the blast of trumpets. So I think the idea of Jesus coming with a trumpet, announcing this freedom, we're to announce that right now. Because in our lives, his kingdom comes. His coming in that sense is, of course, a literal, real event, leading to a literal resurrection of the body. But his coming is also now in our lives in that sense, and the new life and so forth that we are to experience now. And we worry about what should the content of our message be. And in the end, people in every society, whether they are wealthy or not wealthy, clever, not so smart or whatever, have all got this sense of being somehow tied down. People struggling with debt, people struggling with being stuck in situations that it seems there is no way out of. It could be successful people in careers that they feel trapped in, a sense of entrapment. You know, people feel stuck in relationships. They feel stuck in all sorts of dumb situations, stuck in debt, stuck in the minimum wage scenario, or whatever it might be, stuck in accommodation. Can't sell your house because, you know, for whatever reason, your house won't sell. You can't change your council flat. You can't change this, whatever. You're stuck. And as I say, right across society, there is this sense of entrapment. And the ultimate freedom is that we are forgiven of sin, and that the relationship that the Lord had with the Father can be ours. That's the ultimate good news. Now, getting back to what we were saying earlier, in the Robin's section or whatever, how you bring up these wonderful things in daily conversation, I don't know. I have no magic blueprint. But the need of society out there is really close to the good news that we've got in our hand. It's as if we have the key. and there, or whatever, and there's a hole in so many hearts that that will just fit. But it's somehow making that connection. And as we were saying earlier, dragging people off to church meetings is not the way to do it, I don't think, in our generation. So they were my thoughts on the Feast of Trumpets, as you wondered, Robin. Of course, we've got the Feast of Trumpets coming up this week. Wednesday, yeah.
Well, Day of Atonement. It's Day of Atonement.
Yeah, it's already.
Can I just ask you, I did once know, and I have now forgotten, the word feast we associate with a banquet, which is not the Hebrew connotation of that word feast, is it? I can't remember. What is a better translation?
Do you mean abundance? Like, if you say the feast, we always think of it as abundance. I thought it was happy, but I don't know. I thought the Hebrew word means something quite different. Well, then it's feast your eyes on this, and it's not necessarily food.
Yeah, but the, I know what you mean. What's the Hebrew?
Maybe a festival or a convocation, a celebration, something like that.
But as I remember, the feasts are usually simply called the Day of the Lord, which is why when that phrase is used about the Second Coming, there is the hope that the Second Coming would be on a Jewish feast. Whether that's sensible or not, I don't know.
The Feast of Trumpets, how long does that go?
10 days.
And then Rosh Hashanah, is that the next one?
Yeah, that's the Day of Atonement.
And how long is that?
One day,
and the Feast of Trumpets is 10 days.
So do they cleanse and do things in that process? Is it a process leading up to something?